Kate Sparkle, here on Audio Boo and all good social networks, posted a question the other day about what die-hard habits do you still keep up? Kate was talking about notebooks, the paper kind of notebooks, not the apps or laptop kind of notebooks, but the paper kind of notebooks, a proper traditional kind of notebooks where Kate keeps all her information and ideas in these kind of notebooks and struggles to find a way of transferring that process to the digital using technology. And the question is relevant to that in the sense that she's asking what die-hard habits do we keep, possibly in the face of more user-friendly, I use that term loosely, tech. Well, for me, there are a couple of items that spring to mind. One is polishing boots. Now, this might not seem in the same category, but I am a hiker and I've tried different kinds of boots throughout my life, but I'm still drawn back to leather and I'm very fussy about keeping my boots well prepared, cleaning them, polishing them, making sure that they last, really. And in today's tech, we don't really need leather boots. There are all types of footwear for hiking that some would say is better or lighter or for whatever reason. And certain boots don't need that kind of attention. You can just wipe them off with a cloth. Whereas with the leather boots, you do need to treat them well. And I put layer upon layer of wax on my boots. And this is a habit I acquired in my days in the army and was drilled into me to keep the boots pristine as much as possible. And I couldn't understand it then, but it was all about discipline. And it was simply a case of about discipline and following orders. It wasn't about the state of the boot, although, of course, in certain conditions, your feet rely upon your boots. I mean, one of the worst cases of illnesses in the First World War was trench foot. Anyway, that's a habit I've continued and a die-hard habit. I continue to do that. And I'm looking at my boots now and I've worn them today and there is a little bit of mud on them and I haven't cleaned it off. And I'm sitting here looking at them and it's in the back of my mind that I must clean them. I don't know whether it's compulsive disorder syndrome of some sort or just a habit that is a good habit and it's drilled into me. So really, that's one of them. There are a few others. Shirts. They have to be ironed in a certain way. I can't stand anybody else ironing my shirts. And this, again, stems from my days in the army. We were shown how to iron a shirt in the army fashion. And ever since then, I've done that. And I can't put them in a press. I can't iron them in any other way. And that's like trousers in these Corby trouser press things that you see in hotels. I can't use those things. They're awful. I have to do it myself. And it takes me hours to iron. I only have two pairs of trousers, by the way. But it takes me half an hour to iron a pair of trousers once they're washed if I don't get them dry cleaned. Not quite the same kind of habits that Kate was mentioning in her boo, but I think it's relevant. So do you have any die-hard habits that you maintain in the face of newer approaches? Thanks, Kate. Great post. Very thought-provoking.